Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia, who's an economist and also publishes the U.S. Floor Report, which is one of the most accurate forecasts for the flooring industry. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you with us this morning. I wanted to talk to you because last week, I know you did an in-depth analysis of the hardwood flooring market in preparation for a presentation you gave at the NWFA meeting in San Diego. Why don't you tell us, since you've just looked at the hardwood market in depth, a little bit about how the market changed from its peak in 2006 to where we are today?
Well, obviously, hardwood flooring, having a huge builder component, is suffering mightily with the housing downturn. Mm-hmm. Housing is anywhere from 25% to 40% of all wood flooring sold in the United States in a given year. And with housing being about a third of what it normally is, we're looking, I think, last year at just under 600,000 units, when normally we'd be doing anywhere from 1.5 to 1.6 million units. That's a big loss in housing. That's also a big loss for wood flooring.
Right. So did wholesale value, it dropped from somewhere to a $2.5 billion or better? And now it's down to about $1.6 billion.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
And a big part of that loss has come from the loss in new housing.
Mm-hmm. One of the good things in the analysis, the decline has stopped. It's leveled out. It actually picked up a little bit last year, right?
That's right. And it's going to slowly grow moderately throughout the next couple of years. We have a huge inventory of houses to dispose of. And slowly but surely, those houses are being liquidated from the inventory. And, you know, we're looking at growth in the housing market. However, we're probably not returned to those levels that we had seen in the past, you know, that 1.5 million, which actually reflects the growth in new households.
Mm-hmm.
Each year, there's new households that are formed and they need to have housing. We're building up a pent-up demand because of the economic conditions in other sectors. But the fact is, right now, the forecasts aren't calling for a return until around late 2014.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of the things we're seeing change as a result of the fact that a lot of the businesses on the replacement side is you're seeing a lot more engineered hardwood sales. You're seeing a lot more pre-finished hardwood sales. So the market continues to evolve, doesn't it?
That's correct. And the important thing to know in the wood sector is wood is an extremely desired product. And you know from the survey that you and I did 2 years ago, there's many more consumers who want wood than can afford it.
Right.
And because of that, when they can't afford the wood flooring, you see the growth in sectors like LVT and laminate flooring. People want the look, can't afford the real product, so they'll settle for the substitute. And I think that, as much as anything, is driving those product category growth. Because all you have to do is look at the types of products that are selling in LVT and laminate, and they're all wood looks.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the channel. Obviously, Lumber Liquidators, what we call a category killer, has changed the face of the market a little bit. Talk a little bit about where they play.
Well, they're number one, actually. They are, by my calculations, they are the number one outlet, bar none, in the United States, bigger than Home Depot, bigger than Lowe's and Menards and everybody else. The fact is, their retail model, although it has reached, I think, a point of saturation perhaps, the fact is they are the number one outlet in sales dollars for wood flooring, at least they were in 2010.
Let's talk about that saturation. I think that's an interesting point. You know, they continue to add stores, and they're a public company, so they're always chasing last year's numbers. So are you of the opinion that once they saturate the mid-size to larger marketplaces, then it's going to be more of a challenge for them to continue to show growth?
Yeah, I think to some degree they pushed their growth a little too hard last year.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed some stock analysts have put them as a sell in some of their analyst reports. And I think part of the reason is they had some problems last year implementing a software program. But following their comp store sales as they progress in this year will tell whether they have truly plateaued or not. The other group that I think you need to watch is the home centers. Lowe's flooring sales as a percent of their total sales has dropped in the last 3 years. It's down to 5.7% of sales. I believe that they have reached their saturation in the metro markets and DIY, and they're now forced to claw for sales of products on rolls, which they do the weakest, carpet and resilient sheet, and the fact that the installed shopper is less than satisfied with the service and the installation they offer.
Well, let's go back to Lumber Liquid for one quick second, though. They do one thing right. One thing that I think all of the independent retailers can learn from is that they spend some money to get people to come in the store, right?
Absolutely. The home centers, the Home Depots and the Lowe's of the world, have a huge advantage in that they're seeing customers on a regular basis, every couple of weeks, looking for light bulbs, fasteners, and they have a chance to communicate with those consumers on a regular basis any message that they desire. They have an opportunity to educate them, to do a whole bunch of things with them, you know, very inexpensively. Lumber Liquidators, to compensate for the lack of seeing consumers on a regular basis, spends 8% of their sales. And they spend it across the board, not only in the old media, you know, print advertising and television ads and newspaper supplements, but they also have a huge website. And they're looking at, I believe, about 500,000 hits a month from consumers on their website. And that's by far the largest of any, except maybe Home Depot and Lowe's.
What is your forecast looking forward for the hardwood market? Is it going to be the fastest growing category as we slowly come out of this recession?
It's going to look good. It's going to follow the rise in housing starts. We're looking at about a 15% growth on the strength of the remodeling market growing during the same time frame.
One quick last question. I got a chance to look at your presentation, and I noticed that you were making a comparison to what's happened in Canada as far as which flooring surfaces are most popular, and you were making the call that you felt like the U.S. might follow Canada and that hardwood would take more share from carpet. Is that what you're predicting?
Yes. In Canada, carpet is already down to about 38% of the overall market. Canada has some unique situations regarding wood with Quebec and all the wood flooring companies that are there. But still, I see the trend moving in a similar direction with the channels, with the products, with a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, and in the U.S., carpet now still holds about 45 to 47% of the share, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, great, Santo. Appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Santo Torcivia, who publishes the U.S. Floor Report and who's with Market Insights Torcivia. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.